Fear can be loud. It can wake us in the night, follow us through the day, and whisper that the worst is coming. It can make the heart race, the mind wander, and the future look darker than it really is. But fear does not have the right to rule the child of God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." That verse is not soft encouragement. It is a strong reminder of truth. The spirit of fear does not come from God. It may attack the believer, but it is not our master. It may trouble our feelings, but it does not define our faith. The Christian belongs to Jesus Christ. He has been saved by grace, redeemed by the blood of Christ, and kept by the power of God. Salvation does not rest on our emotions. It rests on the finished work of the Savior. That means fear does not get the final word. Fear often grows when we look too long at ourselves. We see our weakness, our age, our health, our failures, our finances, our family burdens, and our lack of control. The more we stare at those things, the larger they appear. But faith grows when we look to the Lord. David said in Psalm 56:3, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Notice he did not pretend fear never came. He said, "When I am afraid." Faith is not pretending there is no danger. Faith is trusting God when danger is real. That is where many believers need help. They think strong faith means never feeling afraid, but the Bible shows us something better. The believer may tremble and still trust. He may weep and still pray. He may feel weak and still obey. Fear may be present, but it must not be allowed to lead. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us power. Not the power of human confidence, but the strength that comes from Him. The Lord gives grace to stand, strength to endure, and courage to obey when the flesh feels weak. He has given us love. Fear turns us inward, but God's love lifts our eyes. His love reminds us that we are not abandoned, not forgotten, and not outside His care. Romans 8 teaches that nothing can separate the believer from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He has given us discipline. That means a sound mind, sober thinking, and spiritual self-control. Fear imagines everything at once. A sound mind brings the heart back to truth. What has God said? What has Christ done? What is my duty today? What promise can I stand on right now? Jesus said in John 14:27, "Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." That command comes from the Prince of Peace. The world can offer distraction, but Christ gives peace rooted in truth. This does not mean Christians never struggle. We do. Some fears are tied to real pain, real sickness, real loss, and real uncertainty. God does not call His children to fake strength. He calls them to bring weakness to Him. The Lord also gave believers the church. We were not meant to fight fear alone. We need worship, preaching, prayer, fellowship, and the encouragement of God's people. A faithful church helps fearful hearts remember what is true. Fear says, "You are alone." God says, "I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." Fear says, "You cannot make it." God says, "My grace is sufficient for you." Fear says, "Death wins." Christ says, "I am the resurrection and the life." So when fear rises, do not let it preach to you. Answer it with Scripture. Bring it to the Lord in prayer. Take the next faithful step. Worship with God's people. Remember that Christ has already conquered sin, death, and the grave. No child of God has been given a spirit of fear. Fear is real, but it is not Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.